This is Along the Way, a podcast showcasing the culture and meaning behind the For This Way, our values in action. In each episode, we will chat with people from across our firm for insights on how they bring our cultural DNA to life. These are the stories that make us one For This and that drive us to unlock the potential of all whom we serve. Without further ado, welcome to Along the Way.
Hello, and welcome to Along the Way. I'm your host, Mike Brothers. Today, we're talking about something that everyone listening to this right now can certainly identify with, and that is change. Joining me to talk about this is Jeff Outen, our Chief Change Officer. Jeff's based in our Greenville, South Carolina office and leads the firm's Change Hub. The Change Hub coordinates, supports, and enables significant change initiatives in a way that accelerates and improves change efforts and enhances collaboration across the firm. Prior to joining the firm more than 5 years ago, Jeff ran a successful consulting practice, working primarily with Fortune 500 companies in the areas of strategic planning, change management, leadership development, and executive coaching. And he had a longstanding relationship with DHG and did such a great job that it led to that classic situation where he was hired by the client. And so, Jeff, it's fair to say we've dealt with some change lately. It's great to have you here these last few years and great to have you on the show today.
Great. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So did I accurately describe your role? You have a pretty unique role with the firm. So, I mean, if there's anything you want to add to that or expound on, I'm sure people ask you, what do you do at the firm? So
it is a fairly unique role across the marketplace. I am regularly asked to talk about the For This approach to change with our clients. And I have yet to run into another chief change officer. So it is a fairly unique role, but one that I am pleased and honored to have.
Yeah, and a fair amount of job security when you're talking about change, because it's constant. So as our listeners know, we're pretty deliberate about how we go about change. So I just wanted to give you a chance up front to talk about describing our For This change methodology.
We are very purposeful and intentional in our approach to change. Our motto is that we only do change for good. Mm-hmm. Our model for change is very simple, but I like to say that it's very elegant in its simplicity. We begin with a discussion around what is the purpose of the change? What is it that we want to do and why is it important? And then we move into a phase that we call design, which is really another way of saying that change is a team sport. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes during this phase, we reach out to subject matter experts, to those who are going to be impacted by the change, to those folks who just have a vested interest, stakeholders in the change. And we ask them for their input and their help in defining how we'll roll the change out. So it starts with the what and the why. We get a lot of fingerprints on the how. And then more often than not, we move into a third phase, which is let's test our assumptions. Let's do some piloting. Let's move into the classic closed loop learning scenario where we can try things out, understand what's working, what's not working, tweak what's not working before we move to deploy. And that is the final phase. So that's our approach at a very high level to change, Mike.
Yeah. In that third phase, do you often find we do tweak, change things before the full implementation?
We do. We very rarely find ourselves in a situation where we got it perfect the first time. So that is our opportunity to really learn from our experiences and improve our change strategy.
Okay. So how about the cadence and the pace of change? How does that factor into this planning and our intentionality around this?
Well, I had a feeling that you might ask me about cadence because the cadence so far has been fast and furious since day one of For This. So there are a couple of things that I would say there. First and foremost, when we began to build this fantastic organization, there were some high priorities. You can imagine that we wanted to make sure that our people continued to get paid for the great work that they were doing. Mm-hmm. You can imagine that we wanted to make sure that we got paid by our clients. So there were some things that rose to the top of our priorities instead of in terms of kind of blocking and tackling. Mm-hmm. But what I would tell you is that we really think about prioritizing change in a way that ensures that we do two things, Mike. One is that we do change that's going to most significantly impact our ability to provide unmatched client experiences. So those initiatives that are going to help us improve our relationships with our clients, mm-hmm. those tend to go to the top of the list. Those initiatives that help us fulfill our promise to help those we serve unlock their full potential, that translates into kind of the employee experience. Those changes that are going to most significantly impact the employee experience also tend to rise to the top. But you could imagine how complex our change management strategy is because of all the dependencies and interdependencies. You know, so for example, there are many things that are sort of waiting, as it were, until we get past right. Star and Workday integration. So we got to pay attention to the flow upstream and downstream of the initiatives that we embrace and embark on. What I really suspect the question behind the question is, gosh, there's been so much change. Is this sustainable? And, you know, so let me just address that for just a moment. I would be less than candid, less than honest if I didn't acknowledge that, sure. man, we have been in a tsunami of change. But look, we got to keep in the front of our minds what we're actually doing here at Forvis. We are creating something that, in my humble opinion, is unique in the marketplace. We are creating an organization that, in my opinion, is really, truly special. Every day that we go to market as a new firm and we provide incredible value to our clients and simultaneously provide our people with a path to their best selves, we're proving to the naysayers and our competitors that Forvis is a force to be reckoned with. And to create something like Forvis is hard, hard work. And so you've probably heard me say many, many times that we're looking to our leaders. And by the way, you've heard Matt and Tom speak to this as well. We're looking to our leaders to lead with optimism and a growth mindset. But in this particular period of our evolution, you know, other things are going to come into play. Courage and persistence, patience and grace, and a strong resolve that what we're creating in the marketplace is worth all of this hard work. Yeah. I'm thinking about a conversation that I had this morning with my daughter who's planning on running in the New York Marathon. And she's wow. telling me about all the hard work that's going into the preparation for that. And I'm just reminded that, you know, nothing as important as what we're doing here comes without a lot of hard work. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
And the question behind the question.
That's great. Well, I mean, it certainly it emits that optimism you were talking about. And this might be a good spot to just mention, you know, as of we're talking about this, we recently got named to the IPA Best of the Best list. So that's just one of many, you know, validations. And I think most of them we can stop and say, yeah, it has been a lot of hard work and a lot of change, but people are recognizing that. You said something that's unique in the market. We're one of the largest firms on that list. So that, again, I think reinforces what you're talking about.
Well, if you just open the window for a little bragging, we also can brag about the fact that we've just gotten our net promoter score back and our right. clients think we are, you know, really doing a great job. A score of 83 is truly remarkable. So, you know, it's paying off. The hard right. work is paying off.
Yeah, very good. So it comes down to individuals too, though, right? So in our own way, regardless of our job or our title, we're leaders in our own way. So if you're looking to leaders to champion change, be optimistic, what can people do in their roles to champion change?
So that's a question that I guess get asked often. And typically, you know, where I like to go first is just to remind people of something that they already know. And that is that you make the weather. I mean, literally the, you know, your attitude, your approach, your willingness to do the hard work is looked at by all of those around you. So I think the first thing that I would, you know, advocate that people do is really lead by example. The other thing that I would tell you is that all of the research shows that change done well most often happens in an environment of high trust. And so if you ask me what leaders can be doing today, I would say get out there with your teams and create an environment where people feel like they can ask the tough questions, where it's okay to be vulnerable, where fail forward, you know, is a term we like to use, is the approach that we take, and where individuals can literally raise their hand and ask for help. Another tip I would give leaders is to remember that it's not just resting on your shoulders to do change well. Change is a team sport. So look for those folks on your team who, you know, kind of embrace change, your influencers. Sometimes we call those your change champions, and get their fingerprints on your change strategy and get their help. You've heard me say this probably more times than you want to hear it. But at the end of the day, our leaders who are really crisp and clear and precise about what we're trying to do, and they are compelling and specific in answering the question why we're going to do it, tend to be able to cast a more compelling vision than others. I will tell you that we're not just, you know, tossing our leaders into the proverbial deep end of change and say, I hope you can swim. Today, as a matter of fact, we have released the Change Leadership Playbook, which is available on the intranet. It's a lot of information that we believe will help change be kind of a part of one of the core competencies, or will be a core competency for our leaders. The thing that I like to believe is that our leaders have already demonstrated significant amounts of change muscle. And as we move forward, I expect that our change leadership competencies will only continue to improve.
Yeah. Just real quick, Jeff, what that playbook that's been developed for a while, how do you develop that? Where's the input come? Where are the lessons learned come from on that?
So, as you mentioned, I've got a long career in the space of change. So a lot of it is lessons learned along the way. A lot of it is not only best practices, but here's some places where we've skinned some elbows and bruised some knees, and here's some things to avoid. We also have lots and lots of folks in the organization who are very wise when it comes to their understanding of really great change leadership. And so you'll find quotes in there from leaders across the firm. You'll see that Matt and Tom have weighed in. You'll see some best practices that these initiatives that have been a part of our integration plan have taught us. So it is chock full of tips and tricks and things that people can do to do change well.
Okay, great. Never have to go it alone. That's the point.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Jeff, is there anything else that you want to add to this conversation before we close?
I would just say that all the research that you can put your hands on around change suggests that when an organization and when a leader does change well, it has a really profound and positive impact on the employee engagement and employee experience. When it's not done well, you can imagine it has a pretty significant negative impact on employee engagement and the employee experience. And I happen to be one of those people, I fall into the camp that believes that there is no way that we will continue to provide unmatched client experiences if our employee experience is not a really positive one. Yeah. So I think that change muscle and the development of the same will prove really an invaluable asset to Forvis in the months and years to come. So Onwards and upwards, yeah, I always
say. That's right. Yep. And there's the optimism. So that's great. Jeff, this has been a great conversation. I think there's a chance to revisit this sometime. On another recent episode with Mike Wolf, I talked about maybe some lessons learned, and maybe we could even revisit that, his world, and then come back and talk about that in your area, about things that we've learned over the years, like you were talking about with the playbook, and just a lot to talk about. And as we know, change will continue to happen. So appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Along the Way, featuring conversations about our purpose, mission, vision, and values in action at Forvis. New episodes are produced each month. If you have an idea for a person or topic to be featured, email us at communication@forvis.com. Please join us again for more in-depth discussions about helping those we serve unlock their full potential. Until our next episode, onward and forward.